Oh, no. Hi, can I speak to Robert?
Who's calling?
It's Elliot calling from MMA Legal.
I'm in Scotland, mate. So is it going to be because I'm in Scotland you can't speak to me?
No, we can speak to you.
Aye, no, but is it going to, like, I've heard other companies feed phone us and said, oh, you're in Scotland, we can't help you.
No, I don't know what you've done in the past, but that's not ourselves. These claims that we're doing are specifically for people who've been in care in Scotland.
That isn't exactly care. It was a Young Offenders Remand Institute that's been knocked in there.
Yeah, I mean, how old was you at the time when you was in there?
16.
Yeah. Just one moment. I'll just double check, but I think that is fine. Yeah, that's perfectly fine, Robert. We can still look at making a claim, like, say,
I've got other stuff and all. Was it a doctor's? So there's a care setting, eh?
Yeah. It's got to be anywhere, like, kind of, you know, that you have to stay, like a residential school, or, like you said, like a...
A Young Offenders Remand Institute.
Yeah. So that's fine. We can look at that for you, obviously, like I said, if you suffered some type of abuse when you was in there, from, like...
Aye.
Or anything at all, like if it was neglected as well, then we can look at putting a claim in for you. So all I really need to do right now, Robert, is just confirm a few details with you, and I can look at obviously, you know, getting this claim sorted for you. So I've got your name as a Mr. Robert McNeil. Yeah. And the best email address that I've got is robertmcneil383@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. And can you just confirm your date of birth?
1st of the 7th, 1978.
1978, perfect. And yeah, just so you're aware, obviously, with these claims as well, I can't guarantee how much you get back, but the average refunds at the moment, they are anywhere between like £42,000 and £68,000.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could just confirm your door number and postcode as well.
That's 59 and PH11TL.
Yeah, and that's Ducott Court, is it?
Aye.
So, just one moment. Your mother's and father's names as well?
Robert Mann.
M-A-N-N?
No, Robert.
Yeah.
Is my father's name, and Anne is my mother's name.
Oh, yeah. And they're both McNeil as well?
My dad's name's McNeil, my mum's name is McNeil.
What's that?
I'm a bastard child.
Yeah, no, that's fine. What's her surname?
I don't know what one she's using. Ryan.
Ryan. That's fine. I am myself as well, to be fair, not a problem. And like you say, so what was the name of the remand centre that you was in?
Longrig End.
Longrig End, yeah. To be honest, aye. I've dealt with a few people who've been in there. I've heard a few stories from there, to be completely honest with you. Was it in Airdrie?
Aye.
Yeah. No worries. And how old was you when you was in there? You said you were 16, so it'd have been 1994, roughly?
Aye.
Yeah, and how long was
right, you right as, just right after, I was in there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Meant to have been for four. I got an apology after the judge and told he was really sorry. I should never have been brought to court. I should never have been remanded. Apologised to me and told me to go away to McDonald's and all.
Yeah. Can you just tell me a little bit about your time in Erlong again, like what you experienced and whatnot when you was in
there? No, I'm alright. The incident that I got thinking about it happened since I was 15, eh? And like I turned 16 X amount of months later, within the year. So they've waited till I turned 16 and sent me a citation. I was was at five-a-side football on the Sunday night. I'd court on the Monday. My arm got broken the Sunday night. I went to court. The court said that there was no record I meant to be there. There was a letter that I had to blow. So we went to the Trotty Rare Fiscal's office. I'm not thinking about for this. I went up the hospital, got an X-ray and that done. Got a sticky in that pit on. Playing five-a-side football with a tug-of-war team. I've ended up having to go to the hospital. So I've went to court. Said nothing I'm meant to be there. And weeks has went past. The police are at the door with a warrant for me. I got up to court, I get remanded right away. A 4-week remand, right away. And when I get into Longer again. I'd have been but my second night or something in there. My first or second night. In fact, the first night you went to Berlin for the first night, so it'd be my second night in. I'm at Longer again. A prison officer comes in.
Yeah.
I'm lying in my bed, he's came in and tell me to face the wall. He's like, we know exactly who you are, Robert. Had other things happen to me when I'm younger, I've not really spoken about that.
Yeah. That's fine.
He's put his hand under my quilt and started groping me and stuff. Inserted a finger in my anus. When the shift changed and came back in the next day in the morning, I was a bedwet after I was 21,
Yeah.
We came in and another prison officer went to do it again. I got assaulted after him because I'd wet the bed. These came in and went to do the same thing. This kind of stuff went on for a few days. My mum came up to visit me. So, the first visit I had, my mum came up and she's handed in comics and stuff like that. Magazines and things, eh?
Yeah.
And when I went up to the office to ask for them, I've been flung into the wall. My genitals and that grabbed.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, by the way.
My genitals and that grabbed, eh?
Yeah.
And it wasn't until there was another inmate, when they moved me to another hall. Not all died down, eh? But I was still going to the same breakfast hall and that.
Yeah.
And the officer, there was a couple of officers doing it, and it wasn't until another inmate threatened one of them. Because he noticed them picking on us and stuff, eh? And he's ended up threatening one of them. And it kind of stopped, eh?
You're 16 years old at the time as well. These officers think, oh, we'll get the young lad, and you know.
I just turned 16, and see, when I was 16, I still looked like I was maybe about 13, 14 year old, eh?
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting, isn't it? And to think that they're supposed to be the prison officers as well. I'm not saying that it'd be justified if it was the prisoners, but, you know, they're the criminals. They're supposed to be the people.
I've had quite a lot of stuff going with prison officers. I was running everyone. And the police refused to charge them with a hit and run, eh?
Yeah.
This happened. Then a few years later, I was attacked by an off-duty one. And I'm not a police officer, eh?
Yeah.
I had another one drug me in that day. So there was a bit of power in there, eh?
Yeah.
And there's complaints being made about all this, and the police just refused to even entertain it. I'm like, how did you tell about this when you were younger? It doesn't matter, I tell you that.
I tell
the police about the abuse when I was younger and they done nothing.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. They've done absolutely nothing, and you can't exactly trust those people then afterwards.
That seems to be the rapid file ring there, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's it. It's absolutely disgusting, isn't it?
Aye. The coal man's wife, when I was a child, take me into the house and strip me naked and take pictures of me and stuff.
Oh, God. Just one moment, because I have just been trying to write at the same time as we, you know, just talking and whatnot. So, in regards to details and things, so that's pretty much everything that I will need from you. Uh-huh. Obviously, thank you for, you know, like, discussing that as well. I know it's not an easy conversation.
That's alright, I've been talking about it quite a lot lately.
Yeah. Like you say though, like it's something that I've like kind of, you know, when you sit on like, YouTube and things like that, it's something that I've watched like, videos and things for years and always thought that this kind of stuff was going on. And then like, say doing this job and speaking to people, it does just kind of confirm what you thought.
It's just gone on on such a bigger level now, eh?
Yeah.
It's disgusting that it's still even gone on in this day and age.
Yeah.
Like, that's how comfortable they are. I thought, try to get peace and quiet, now I'd love to move away. I ended up taking drugs and all that because of this kind of stuff, eh? Yeah. And I got myself clean. I was on the methadone program and that, and started to tell me I was not to come after meth, it'll give you too much clarity. I was already talking about everything anyway, eh?
But this one
threatened me. Seen I tell him what he was dealing with? Like, as soon as I told him about this, threatened to terminate me, threatened to use my prescription to control me and that and all, but it's just blackmail and coercion.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it,
I suppose, right, Chris. I spoke to the police about that as well. I said, do you not find it funny? I says that as soon as I mention that stuff there that's happened to me, I says, does that not sound to you like he's protecting somebody?
Yeah.
And they're like, it certainly does. Aye. Yeah. Well, he seems to know that as soon as I've mentioned that, he's boom, jumped straight in the control thing.
Yeah. Tried to make you stay on it and things like that.
Aye, they try to keep me quiet about what happened to me.
Yeah. Like I said, in regards to details and things, that's everything we'll need anyway, though, Robert. So, just to confirm, I know you might have some, like, pre-existing medical conditions and things, but you don't suffer from any kind of, like, terminal illness at the moment, do you?
No, I know, eh?
Yeah, no worries. And obviously, if anything was to happen to yourself as well, would you just put like a beneficiary down on the system?
Aye.
It like 12 months or so this claim. So such would, obviously, if anything was to happen to you, would you just put somebody down who would receive the money instead of yourself?
My brother.
Your brother, what's
my
his name?
My brother, James McNeil.
James McNeil.
And his birthday's 4th of July, 1984.
Yeah, perfect. Would you have a contact number for him at the moment?
I'll need to get back to you with that one.
Don't worry, I've got yours down for now, then.
Aye, that's me. I'll need to get back to you with that one. I've only just got a new phone here. Fell and broke my other one, and I've lost my password and everything for my old email address now.
Yeah, no, of course, that's not a problem, man. Because obviously, like I said, with these claims, you know, it will take like 12 months or so anyway, but just obviously so you're aware, it's not like we're just clutching at straws or anything. Providing, you know...
No, I've got a friend... who was in there and all, and he says to me about it, he was using, is it Middleton Law or something like that?
Right, yeah.
I'm not sure where it is, they're like Portsmouth or something like that.
Right.
He was using them. And they gave me the number and that, and I was like, I just kind of left it, eh?
Yeah.
Then obviously I seen an advert thing we used last night, and I was like, bugger, I'm going to click on this.
Yeah.
Might as well get it done, eh?
May as well just get it sorted, yes. So, to be fair then, from this point on, there's only three more things that we need. We do just need from yourself a proof of ID. So like a picture of a passport or a driver's license or something
I've got a driver's license.
Yeah, perfect. I mean, we do just need a proof of address as well. So when he letter that you've got, there's eight within the last 3 months.
I think I've got divorce papers there, I think.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Maybe,
as long as there's a date on there and it's dated from the last 3 months, that'd be perfect, yeah.
I only got it like a month ago or something.
Oh, yeah, that's brilliant, then, no worries. The only thing, I just tried to send you a message on WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp, or...?
Oh, I don't know if it's maybe on a different number, my WhatsApp, eh? I'm not sure.
Yeah, do you know...
Or I've maybe not got a signal, didn't I? I'm not sure. Christ. Two seconds.
I know the number I'm speaking to you on now, that just says copy phone number, like you've not got a WhatsApp on there.
Try this one, 0770.
0770.
430.
Yeah.
227.
Look, yeah, that one does look like it's on there, to be honest. I can send you a message on that now.
This phone takes two SIM cards.
Right, I see, perfect. So it will still come through then if I text you?
Aye. No, that'd be the WhatsApp that I use if it's come up with mine. I need to get it sorted. I can pick two of them on this, I think.
And would you have those letters to hand at the moment?
I've got my passport, my driver's license, actually, mate.
If you've got a passport and driver's license, we can use both of them.
I've got a driver's license, my passport's out of date. Where's my bleeding bag? Ow. Let's see. This one for my divorce hasn't even got a date on it.
You got any other letter in your house that'll just be dated within like the last 3 months?
I may have a rake, mate. I didn't really get loads of mail. Send it here, that WhatsApp thing.
Yeah, I've sent you a WhatsApp, yeah, so we take a picture of your driver's licence. We'll just need any other thing as well, like any letter that's dated in the last 3 months or anything.
I'll need to have a look, mate. I can't have a look while I'm on the phone.
Yeah, you've not got one right now, yeah. Not a problem. Well, I can do them if you want. If you want to have a quick look for them, send them over on WhatsApp. All that's left after that is I just need to send a form for you to sign. So once you've sent the ID and proof of address,
aye,
I'll give you a call back, send the form, and then that'll be it for you, okay?
Aye, that's no bother, my man. Brilliant. I'll get that looked at for you and I'll get it sent here.
Yeah, no worries. And I'll speak to you shortly, pal. Thank you.
All right, cheers, my man. Thanks very much, buddy. Cheers.
Bye.